Our guest in the cafe this morning is our books commentator, Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So we're talking about a book this morning that Sharon recently read. And this is the 2020 Pulitzer Prize winner for fiction, number one New York Times bestseller, and it's called The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead, and this is a work of historical fiction, Sharon. I had not heard of this book, and I had not heard about this story that the book is based upon.
I had not either. It was told to me by a friend who had heard about it, had not read it, so I picked it up since it was a Pulitzer Prize winner, and I found out some very interesting things about it. This is Whitehead's second Pulitzer Prize in 3 years. The first one that he won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction on was called The Underground Railroad, a Civil War era novel that I have not read but I intend to. Uh-huh. Well, this one was based on a boy's home, a real boy's home in Florida. It's located in Marianna, Florida. It was called the Florida Boys for Home, Florida School for Boys, but renamed in the novel the Nickel Academy. And Arthur Dozier founded it in 1900 to take wayward boys and boys that were in trouble. All races of boys were enrolled in the school, but it had kind of a shady background because between 1900 and 1952, more than 100 boys between the ages of 6 to 18 died, most of them under suspicious conditions. So an investigation began in 2008, and this particular book is based on the findings, the interviews, and coverage of the news media about this school.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Sharon Felt, and Sharon is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. We're talking about a book called The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. That's the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for fiction. A couple of things that Sharon provides me with some notes on this. But between 1900 and 1952, more than 100 boys died under suspicious conditions. But the school continued and was only closed very recently, relatively recently, in 2011. So that's surprising that it went on this long. But the novel, the historical novel, is based on more recent times. It's based on things that happened, say, in the 21st century. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is. Uh-huh. And it talks about the latest investigation, which inevitably led to the school closure in 2011. They had investigated at one point in earlier, but then Hurricane Michael came along, and because of the damage, the wind and water damage, some questionable sites that were 31 graves were uncovered with the hurricane. So the investigation was reopened, and that's why this was so recently that the school went under a second investigation and all of this came out.
Yeah. So we need to point out that first of all, there's an actual story here that is true events that happened at the school for boys in Florida. But the book, The Nickel Boys, is a novel, is fiction. So I wonder, why did he choose to write this as a novel? It seems like someone also should be writing this, you know, as just a work of nonfiction.
Exactly. Well, I think what he did with his novel, there had been quite a lot of investigation and many articles in newspapers and magazines about it. So he wanted to take an entirely new look and cover all the things that hadn't. He interviewed some of the survivors, which was amazing to me that there were any that would even want to talk about the horrifying situation that they lived in for years. The boys naturally were edged out at age 18, whether they served their time or not. And because it was called a reform school, or a school to give cultural and ethical upbringing to wayward boys.
I see.
Well, it was hardly that at all. It was a bunch of guys that were pretty sadistic and just took their aggressions out on these kids.
Yeah.
Many of them were killed.
Yeah. It's unusual that a work of historical fiction is written about something that happened so recently. You know, normally it's something that happened hundreds of years ago. I can't think of another work of historical fiction based on events so recent.
Yeah, I can't either.
Can you?
Yes. It was quite a story. It was, of course, I'm sure there's some embellishment, but evidently not much, because he quotes in several places in the book things from the newspaper articles and from the survivors.
Yeah, but it's the Nickel, he calls it the Nickel School, right?
And the Nickel Academy.
The Nickel Academy, and that was not the name of the actual school.
No.
Well, it's obviously a great work of fiction, The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. Thanks for calling it to our attention, although as the Pulitzer Prize winner for fiction, we should already know about it. But thanks for calling attention to it, Sharon.
Well, it was my pleasure. I really enjoyed the book.
Great. Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.